Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 40 of Bella Boys Podcast. As always, I'm AJ.
I'm Aaron.
And today we have moved, well, not today, not today, but we have moved to New York. As you can see by the different setup, we're on a couch now. Kind of looks like something that we both know.
Basting Bouch.
But, you know, we're in a different setup. We're in a different city. We're in the East Coast now. So, yeah, but we're back.
Yeah, we used to film at like 9 PST.
Yeah.
We're filming at 11:30 EST.
If you think about it, though, we're technically back home. Like, it's 8:30
back home. Kind of, yeah. I mean, yes, because after we film, we go out, and that's exactly what we're going to do tonight. So...
Yeah, but the pro is everything closes at 4 a.m. here.
Yeah. And so then we get to eat pizza afterwards. Or chopped cheese. No more tacos.
No more tacos. Yeah. Unfortunate. But yeah, we're in a new city. It's been fucking hectic. But, you know, it's been a good week or week and a half. But we're back, you know. Sorry about the MIA. What I want to ask from this first question is, you know, it's just two of us, so, you know, we can have like a candid conversation about this.
You would have never said that to me in like a conversation with just us two. Like, why are you talking to me? Like,
you're right. All right, you know, fuck this shit. Like, how do you?
I think you lost your touch. You're a little out of it right now.
I'm a little out of practice. I won't lie. I'm a little out of practice. What has been your honest opinion of New York so far, of the 1.5 weeks we've been here?
Is that enough for us to say?
No, but it's I'm okay. A premature opinion of New York.
New Yorkers don't have as much patience as people from the West Coast.
I 100% agree.
Yeah. Like, I think the thing that borderline pisses me off the most is the drivers who honk when the honking accomplishes nothing. Like, I get that the car in front of you isn't moving, but dude, there's like 5 to 10 other cars in front of that car, and honking will accomplish nothing. Like, I just don't understand why you're honking.
Yeah, and they do it like so nonchalantly. They're just like,
Yeah, like in LA, you use your horn if like you're about to get into an accident.
Yes.
Or like a courtesy, like, hey, the light's green, like just boop, like a little like boop, you know? But here it's like, dude, you're honking for no goddamn reason.
Yeah, I agree. I think like, I don't know if that's just like what they teach in driving school
here. But like, if someone's in front of you for more than 1 second, use your horn, okay?
Maybe it's just in their laws, like, we don't know. But like, I honestly, like, I won't lie, like, every like when I'm in LA, I use my horn maybe like 2 times a month.
Dude, I use my horn once a year.
Yeah, but I mean, like, some, like, some low shit. Yeah. Like, where I'm not using my horn.
Yeah.
Here, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck is the point?
Exactly, but I feel like even if I had a car here, I would not be honking that much. Because it's like, dude, we're in standstill traffic. Your honk accomplishes nothing. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I wonder if it's like a... Initially, when you first start driving, you don't use it, and then like because everyone's doing it so much, you just become accustomed to it, or like, I'm gonna honk now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but like, I would never. I just think that's like from a logical standpoint, it just doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah.
So I would never fall into like, I would never do that, even if everyone does it, because like, it just does not make sense. It just, there's no logic behind it.
Yeah. It's got to be taught in driving school or something. Like,
I don't know, man. That actually, like, that irks me about New York. I'm like, why? why do people do this? Like, I'm like, for that sole reason, I'm convinced people, well, I won't even say the West Coast because I don't know, but I will say that people in LA drive better than people in New York, because at least people in LA know when to use their fucking horn.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, that's too much.
It's too much. Also, as a pedestrian, like, that's just fucking loud, bro. I'm just like, dude, I'm trying to walk in peace. I don't need to hear this fucking horn in my fucking ear 24/7.
There's been times where I'm walking and, like, I get scared, like, I get startled.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'll be walking and I think it's me. Because usually when I hear a horn that loud close to me, it's because of me. You know, it's either, like, I'm jaywalking or, like, I'm, like, you know, doing something I'm not supposed to be doing, like, in LA. Like, if I hear a horn, like, that close to me. But, like, here it's, like, I'll hear a horn, I look where it is, and it's because this, like, guy, like, is just in front of him and they're in standstill traffic. I'm like, dude, was that necessary?
Yeah, you've accomplished nothing.
Yeah,
but okay, so the horn is your big irk currently. Well, I mean, sure, there's more, but
yeah,
the first thing that came to mind.
Yes, that was the first thing that came to mind. What about you?
Mine is more like, I don't know if it's just me, but like people, like the customer service people, like the people working at like Target or like any of these stores, like they don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, where it's like, I understand if you're working at these places, I wouldn't give a fuck either. But at least I'd be able to be like, oh, like, you know, here you, like, a little bit more nicer. Here, they're just like looking at you. Like, for example, okay, we went to Insomniac Cookies. sorry, not Insomnia.
Wait, no, isn't Insomniac the rave? Insomnia is the cookies.
Oh, yeah, it's Insomnia. Okay, sorry. Insomnia Cookies. We went to Insomnia Cookies. I mean, this is a very stupid example. But we went to Insomnia Cookies. We're standing there. We're like, we're about to ready to order. The lady who was taking our order, she was just like on her phone. And then she's like looking at her phone. She's like, what do you want? And I was like, what? Like, at least in LA, like, they'd be looking at you like, what would you like to order? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm not going to lie. I prefer this.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I feel like in LA, I kind of have to, like, not be fake, but be a little fake. Like, oh, like, hey, like, you know, blah, 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 blah. But I like how in New York, I can just be like, can I get this? Or, you know, I feel like it's more my real self.
I get what you mean, where it's like, you know, when you go to a good Asian restaurant, they don't give a fuck what you want. Or, like, they don't try to be nice. They just know, like, what do you want?
Yes. Food. Yes. Very similar to that. But it's more like, that's how I like to be. But I'm also just a very blunt person. So it just feels more in tune with like how I am, which I kind of prefer.
I see. Maybe it's just because I'm not used to that. Like, I feel like I'm so used to LA being like, oh, like, well, how's your bae been?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. They ask you. Yeah, they're like, a little more cordial with you.
Yeah.
But it's so funny. I will say, for all you guys out there, AJ, like.
Where are you going with this?
Well, AJ is a very, like, you know, how do I put this? Like, AJ likes to blend in. He doesn't like to stand out, you know? Like, he wants to fit in with the people. And I think it's so funny because as soon as we got to New York, like, at first AJ was, like, being really nice and stuff. But then after a while, like, you know, that's just not how it is out here. You know, he'd be talking to people like, Yo, like, for show, like, yeah, like, hey, where's, like, the, hey, where's, like, the outlets for show? Oh, thank you, for show.
I won't lie, like, that's definitely, like, that, for sure. I, like, see other people interacting with, like, you know.
Yeah, you're trying to be, like, a Brooklyn native.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, like, if that's okay, like, I'll just do that, too, you know what I mean? But, yeah. No, lately I've been trying to like tone that down a little bit. I haven't been like, hey, y'all have like.
Yeah. Like, hey, y'all have like those chopped cheese.
Now I've been like kind of been more like, okay, how would I approach this Target employee as a California native? And be like, excuse me, do you have like XXX? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But definitely though, like the first like few days, I was like, okay, let me just try to blend in with New Yorkers. Like, let me be fucking rude as fuck.
Yeah. I remember, like, there were, like, a couple times where you just dropped, like, for show. And, like, the only times I heard you hear for show were when we went to UCSD frat party at AGC1. That's when I heard you say for sure, and I was like, what the fuck? There's no way AJ just said that. I was like, what? What? And then in fucking New York, like with some random people, like customer service people, he's like, oh, for sure, thank you. And I'm like, what the fuck?
No, it's like, you know those memes where it's like one day in ex, like yeah, whatever, yeah, yeah, and they're yeah, like, yeah. Oh. I'm literally like, I skipped all those days and I just went straight to, I went straight to the end and I was like, yeah, bro. like, no, but what was crazy to me is we went to Joe's. I'm a tourist trap, but we went to Joe's because we don't really know too much pizza. But we went to Joe's Pizza and, you know, that's like a very touristy spot. But we were there and then the guy was like, oh, you guys are from the West Coast.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
And I was like, how the fuck do you know we're from the West Coast? Like, is it that our tone of voice? Like, I don't know what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was surprising. It was purely based off, like, all he noticed was my order. Like, I was just ordering food.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're from the West Coast, huh? Like, what?
I mean, I don't know if we were wearing LA stuff.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't have been that surprised if one of us were wearing an LA hat.
Yeah.
But I think I was so shocked because he just could tell by our voices or tone. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe like LA people, we just talk slightly slower.
I don't know about slower, but I will say there's a difference. I think there is a difference in tone. Because I remember when you were trying to be more New York, you went to this bodega, you know, the bodega we live next to. You went to the bodega we live next to. And then when you were trying to, you know, be more New York, you were like, hey, let me get a chopped cheese. And I was like, whoa, AJ, calm down, buddy. Like, yo, those are fighting words. We don't have to be that serious. But it's more like at the tone, you know? Because like normal AJ would have been like, yeah, like, can I get a chopped cheese? But then you were like, hey, let me get a chopped cheese. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Because the only reason I did that is because the night before I saw someone else do that. And I was like, oh, like, I think that's just how they order here. Like, let me just do that. Like,
oh, my goodness.
No. I noticed that too where it's like, so when I went to go to the bodega, doesn't know what a bodega is. It's like the market, right?
I don't even think we can explain what a bodega is as non-New Yorkers. But to us, it's basically like a deli, a market in one. That's how I would describe it. A corner store almost. A corner store that sells food.
Yeah.
I don't know though. Anyone who's from like New York actually, because we're transplants, we're not real, but let us know what the official term for a bodega is.
Yeah. But okay, for the bodega, like, I was there once to get breakfast, like, and then you weren't there, so it was just me. And then I was standing there and I already ordered. And then this guy next to me, he's like, I'm not going to do this very well, but he was like, you already order? And I was like, what? Like, but in LA, it'd be like, did you already order?
Yeah.
But he was saying it like, you already order like that. And I was like, whoa, a little different. Like, there's definitely a different tone going on. But yeah, I definitely tried to fit in with that. And then like I got exposed and then I was like, yeah, probably shouldn't do it like that.
I think it's just because I've known you for so long. It's just like, I just know when you're not being real.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
No, for sure. I definitely do try to like blend in. I don't try to like stand out in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like how I go about things. I will say though, a funny thing that we've done, like, I mean, there's a picture of it and like a video of it. Like which is like a very New York thing, apparently, I guess, is like we moved a couch through the sidewalk. Like we didn't like get a car or anything. We just carried that motherfucker like 10 blocks.
Took us an hour, like literally an hour.
It did take us an hour. Like we stopped in a park, put the couch down and sat on the couch.
Yep.
And then honestly, like nobody really like.
No one bats an eye.
No one bats an eye, which is like kind of interesting.
Yeah. You
know? Maybe it's like so not common, but I don't know if it's common or people just don't give a shit about what you're doing.
No, but I will say though, like, no one in California would struggle that much to get a couch.
Yeah,
like it's just so things in LA are just so much more efficient.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's efficient, but also like, let's say we had a car here, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's efficiency, but like. It's so expensive to have a car here just for parking. Like, it's just so unnecessary.
Yeah, no, but I don't even think driving in New York is efficient because there's just too much traffic.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I don't know. There's the transportation in New York is definitely a love and hate relationship.
Like, I agree, yeah.
There are pros, but there are cons. Yeah, I don't know. It's just different.
I will say, like, it's nice to, like, once you're on the subway, it's nice to, like, not give a fuck about other drivers.
Agreed.
And driving.
Yeah.
Like, you're just on your phone.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
But the act of getting to the subway, waiting in the subway station for the train is a pain in the ass.
Yeah. I also just don't like how it, like, stops so often. Because in LA, like, you drive yourself, so, like, you're not going to stop. You know, you're just going.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, obviously, it makes sense. Like, you need to stop so you other people can get on and shit, and other people can get off at certain times. But, yeah, that's just something you don't experience when you have your own car, because you're just going.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I also just miss, like, driving in my car and, like, blasting music.
Yeah, you can't really do that unless you want to be super obnoxious.
Yeah. And it's also, like, you know, when you're in your car, like, you'd be singing the songs and, like, like, you don't give a fuck because, like, it's your own car. Like, no one else is in the car with you. Like, you're just going to scream and shit. But you can't do that in New York.
Yeah, imagine you're in a subway. You're like, you are the piece of me. Yeah. Like, everyone's going to look at you like you're a fucking dumbass.
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
No, for sure. The one thing I did know, so, like, okay, when we go out, like, we're just me and you, it's always, like, at night, so there's not that many people on the subway.
Yeah.
But, like, I had to go to Manhattan for, like, a work thing during the day. And, like, there was way too many people on the subway. Like, to the point where, like, I am smelling someone's armpit next to me. And it was, like, kind of disgusting. Like, kind of a vibe. But, like, if I had to do this every day, I would hate that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, if you're in your car, you have AC, I'm not smelling anyone else besides myself.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's definitely the pros and cons. I just think, like, we're just not used to doing all this. Like, dude, there's just so much walking. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so much Ubering.
Yeah.
It's kind of a pain in the ass. But
I, like, in general, as a person, I don't mind walking places. But I think when I just compare it to, like, oh, back in LA, you know, like, this has happened a couple times where, like, I'll forget to buy something in the market. Like, it's not that far of a drive, you know? Like, I can get there in, like, a couple minutes. And I'm not, like, exerting a crazy amount of effort. But here, it's like, oh, you forget something at the market? Better walk 15 minutes back and then 15 minutes back to your house. Yep. So a 30-minute commute if you forget one thing.
Yeah.
It's like, bruh, like, fuck that. Like, I'm not doing that.
No, yeah, it's definitely more of an L when you forget something because it's like, fuck, I gotta put more physical effort into it.
Yeah.
But also, what's crazy is, we might be fucked here, but, like, the weather currently, okay, besides the fire thing, but maybe we can get that later, but the weather currently is not that bad.
No, but AJ, trust me, the summers, man, haven't experienced it yet.
No, but that's what I mean, where, like, I think it might get worse when it gets more humid.
No, I've experienced it, and I hated it. I told you this. The first time I ever came to New York, it was summer, July, and I told myself, I am never living in this city because this shit sucked. But then I came back in the fall, and I was like, oh, this is nice. But, yeah, summer's here. Oh, my God. It's, like, unbearable.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't experienced that, though. But, like, that's honestly, like, that was, like, the biggest thing where I was, like, kind of concerned of. It was, like, the weather, because you're just so spoiled in Southern California. Like, you don't get change.
You are spoiled in California. I mean, change is good. I like change. But, yeah, LA weather is very top-notch. Like, you... As much as I like change, like, because I lived in the Bay for a little bit, like, change is nice, right? Like, having some cold weather, having some gloomy days, some rainy days is nice. But, like, on a everyday basis, like, seeing the sun makes me happier than, like, it being gloomy. Or, like, it raining or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's going to be an adjustment for sure. But I will say overall, like, I mean, you've pointed this out where, you know, weekdays aren't that fun, but weeknight, like weekends when you're like drunk and shit is pretty fun.
Yeah, if you have friends.
Yeah, let's have, I don't know, you want to be friends with us in New York? We don't have many friends.
We don't have many friends here. I miss my boy.
We can't be there. I don't know. We can't give like a full opinion on this because it's way too early. Like a way too early, like a judgment call.
Yeah. Things. I think I will say for certain, I miss my friends and family back home.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
No, for sure. It's a little sad being like, I don't really know anyone here. Like, I mean, we know people, but like, you know what I mean? Like, we don't.
Yeah, I think home is where your friends are and family are. Like, this kind of feels like we went to college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you said, we're first week of dorming.
Yeah. Like, we're freshmen. This is our first week. And we're just like, damn, this sucks.
Yeah. So, if you live in New York, you want to be friends with us. I'm just kidding.
If you live in New York and you rave, though, what are, like, the rave spots? Besides Brooklyn Mirage, we already know that. But, like, what are the more, like, every weekend type shit that you can go to? Because in LA, you know, you have a lot of those.
You have, like, five different venues.
Yeah, you have, like, five different venues with so many artists coming in every week. But I feel like New York as... Well, from what we see now, like, it doesn't seem like that, but maybe we just don't know. So let us know.
Yeah, for Aaron's sanity, you should help him out.
Yeah,
I'm okay with it, but
no,
like,
you're not.
No, I'm not okay with it. But I'm like,
as of late, you've been more tweaky than I am. Like, literally, I'll be in bed and I'll just like lay there, but then you've been more like, you know, walking around, like twiddling your thumbs and like, you know.
Because because I'm not working for another 2 weeks, so like, yeah. I already know like. What the fuck am I gonna do?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I think you might be worse than me, at least this year, because I'm used to this. I've been doing this for the past like 3 years.
Yeah, I see.
But this will be such a huge like shift for you.
Yeah, I mean, for those of you who don't know, like, I'm not working in person anymore. I'm working from home. So
yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
I was about to say congratulate AJ, but then I was like, that'd be kind of weird to say in the middle of a podcast. So just congratulations.
But yeah, I'm gonna be at home a lot more, so I might go insane mentally, which is what you've probably already been through. But
yeah, I've been insane the past 3 years, but it's fun. It's nice.
Yeah.
So from what I've been hearing over the internet is that the New York rave scene, well, not even just the internet, because we went to EZU last year.
Yeah.
We've experienced this once, so it's not enough like credit for us to like say fully. But I've been hearing over the internet that the New York rave scene is just dead.
I agree. In terms of like, I mean, it's a very premature opinion of this. But yeah, basically off of EZU
and Alan Walker.
And Alan Walker at Brooklyn. Was that Brooklyn Mirage or Avant?
Something like that.
Some shit. Like some, like, you know, a big name artist, but like, and a venue. Not the same, man. Like,
dude, you guys just don't know how to rave.
Honestly, bro. Like, y'all just be pushing for no reason and not saying any, like I'm trying to get through or anything. You just push in the back for no fucking reason.
Yeah. And, no, like, why go to a concert and, like, not have fun?
Yeah.
Like, what's the point?
Y'all are just, like, standing there.
Yeah, doing one of these, like.
Yeah.
Like, bro.
What the fuck?
Why'd you pay this much for it?
Maybe this is bad generalization, but maybe they're just there to be there, man. Like,
no, maybe. No, I don't know. Honestly, maybe. Like, I don't know.
I don't know, man.
No, but I've been seeing a lot because I follow, like, you know, like a New York rave Facebook page now to like get tickets and stuff for the future. But like, a lot of people are saying like the Brooklyn Mirage vibe is just so ass. Like, it's overcrowded and like everyone's just like shoving each other. Like, it's just not fun. Which I will say, like, the rave scene in general is like that now. Like, it's just terrible now. But yeah, from what we've experienced with New York and like what I've been seeing on the internet, it's just like, dude, you guys just don't know how to rave.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think, like, don't get me wrong, you still get that in LA. Like,
yeah.
But it's like, I want to say 50 to 60% of the people are like somewhat courteous. Here it's like maybe 10%.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you're just there to be there or like you just don't genuinely give a fuck. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. But it is interesting. Like, we've only been here like a week and a half. I can't really say, but maybe y'all East Coast motherfuckers are just bitter, bro. Like,
dude, maybe. Yeah, you didn't grow up with enough sun.
Yeah, man.
Like, because people in LA, we're chill. Like, we don't give a fuck. Yeah. Like, life's good, you know. Yeah. Things are good.
I mean, I would maybe be like that if I had to go through winters that are like 20 degrees. I might be like a little bitter, but I don't know. That's just me, because I don't experience that growing up.
Yeah, you know what is interesting though? Soju prices here are like the same.
as LA.
Sometimes cheaper.
Yeah, which is weird because I feel like in LA there's, well, I don't really know, but from what I gather, I think there's more Korean people in LA.
Yeah, I don't know either, but it does seem like that. But we also lived in K-Town, so
yeah,
might be a little bit more.
Also, we did grow up in a Korean area.
That's true. Yeah, we have. Yeah,
maybe we just don't know much. But
that's true.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe like
no. But even if you compare K-Town LA soju prices to K-Town New York soju prices, like in general, soju prices in New York are the same or cheaper.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, not H Mart prices though.
Although, no, I'm talking about when you go out.
Yeah, like, yeah, like when you go out. But yeah. I wonder if that's just like because it's imported from Korea, that like it's just like a general like American thing. I don't know though.
Maybe. I don't know.
But I will say though, because we don't live in Queens, like Long Island City, there's not that much Asian shit around us currently.
No, no, not at all.
Which is like kind of sucks.
No, because we went from... Like, we used to live in K-Town, LA, and that's, like, very, very... Well, I wouldn't say Asian, but it's very, very, very Korean. But also, K-Town, LA is, like, the only... I would say, like, the only Asian town in LA with culture.
Yeah.
Because like, Little Tokyo is, like, a little strip, like, a little mall thing, and that's it. Chinatown's cool, I guess, but... Not much to do in Chinatown.
In LA, yeah.
In LA. And then, other than that, like, that's really it. Like, there's not much, like, substance to the other, like, Asian towns or whatever.
Yeah, because I think in LA, it's like, you go to, like, for instance, if you want Filipino food, you go to fucking, you know.
Seafood City.
Yeah.
Seafood, like, Eagle Rock.
Eagle Rock. Yeah. Cerrito. Like, you know, like... You know the city you're going to go to. And maybe we don't know the city that we need to go to, but it's also like, it's a fucking mission to get to these cities.
No, that's what I'm saying. So like, even like anywhere you live in LA, if you want to go to K-Town, it's not that hard to get there because it's like the heart.
Yeah.
It's like the heart of LA almost.
Yeah.
But yeah, K-Town, New York, which I would also say is in the heart of New York, but it's just so much more work to get there.
Yeah, because we don't live in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like we're just shitting on New York after we moved.
We are shitting on New York. Okay, let's talk about what we like about New York.
All right. I will say pizza here.
Yeah, pizza here is fire.
Dude, the pizza here is fucking good.
The pizza here compared to LA pizza is like actually so much better. But I will say LA does have a Joe's. LA does have a Prince Street. So, yeah, you guys are kind of like throwing over some pizza places to us, but like in general when LA, if you ask an LA person, right, oh, let's get pizza, it's okay, what do you want, Domino's or Pizza Hut?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but here it's like, dude, they would stone you if you said that.
Yeah,
which is valid though, because the pizza options here are insane. Like, they're so much better,
because even the one near us, like that whatever that Brooklyn one was,
yeah.
is already better than most things you can get in LA.
100%.
Like, it's not, I mean, that wasn't even like that good, but it was way better than LA.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. So the pizza here is fucking fire. Like, I won't even lie. Like, I don't even like pizza that much. I mean, I like pizza, don't get me wrong, but it's not like my favorite food. But here it's like, ooh, I really like pizza.
Yeah. Pizza's good here. I think another thing is like things are open later.
Yeah.
So it's nice.
Yeah. You can kind of just be out and about at like 4 a.m.
Yeah. Because I think, because LA, it's like, okay, you got a pregame at like 9 to be out latest by like 11, you know, but here it's like, fuck it, pregame at 12.
Yeah. And also you don't need to have a DD, you know?
Yeah, that's valid.
You just kind of fucking take the subway.
Yeah.
You just let, you know, and those drunk subway rides are pretty fucking fun. I won't lie.
No, they are fun. And the thing about New York is like in LA, when you're drunk, like I'm not trying to be obnoxious.
No.
Like I'm very conscious of like how I am because no one's like fucking being obnoxious, but everyone in fucking New York is like, you know, especially at night, you know, everyone's like just yelling and like whatever. So like at night, if I'm drunk on the subway, I don't give a fuck, dude. I'm screaming. Like, I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, I think you said this where it's like New York is just one really big college campus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where like in college, right? If someone's drunk on campus, you don't really give a shit.
No.
Just because it's like he's just fucked up.
Yeah. You're like, word. That's sick.
But like, you know, in New York, it's like the same thing. Like, there's a drunk guy in the subway, and we're both drunk or whatever, we just start talking to each other about random shit.
Yeah. In LA, it's more like, get the fuck out of my face,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Like recent example, we went to fucking Pocha or like a Korean bar in K-Town in Manhattan. And like, we were walking down and some fucking British guy was just like, I lost a dude. Like, I don't know where to go. And then we started talking about sausage.
Yeah.
Like, it was just so fucking random, but it was like such a good vibe. Like,
yeah, it was fun.
You don't get that really in LA.
No.
Because in LA, everyone's in their little bubble. Like, you're hanging out with the same people. Like, the way you meet people is like, someone brings someone that they know, which yeah. I guess is the same here, but
it's shout out Calvin. You're probably not watching this, but shout out to Calvin. Yeah. He was totally just trying to steal your whole spiel.
That's true. That's true. That's
but
true.
Shout out Calvin.
No, no, no. Okay. Yeah. I didn't get that from you. That's true. That's true. I was like, that does sound very familiar from what I now I remember. Shout out Calvin. But,
that's the yeah. AJ special.
Sorry. Sorry. My bad. My bad. That's true. That's true. I didn't come up with that idea, but, yeah, it's definitely different than LA, like meeting people for sure. I will say, like in New York, when it's daylight or you're walking around at night, from what you say, but it is nice to like just kind of walk around and like do shit, you know. Also, maybe just because like we haven't grown up in this type.
New city.
Yeah, it's like that new city vibe, but like currently, you know, we don't get that many tall buildings in LA besides downtown.
Downtown sucks in LA.
Yeah, downtown's fucking terrible in LA. And like, you know, you can't just like get off and like wander around and feel like you're doing something. In LA, it's more just like, we need to go to this specific spot. Otherwise, like, there's nothing else to do.
No, I think that's more because we're not from here. So I mean, like, you can do that in LA.
Yeah, that's true. I guess because, you know, when you're like 20 something plus years of your life.
Yeah.
That's valid. I guess that's just the newness.
I do think, though, like, moving across the country in your 20s, well, I mean, you shouldn't just move across the country to move across the country, but if you're not from LA or New York and you want to move there, I think you should.
I agree.
Because I think it's cool. Like, even though I think overall me and AJ at this moment are uncomfortable, I think it's a very interesting experience. Because, like, even if you sent me back home to LA right now, I'd still be like, you know what? That was cool.
Yeah.
And like, I'm sure I'll like grow to love it. I mean, we've only been like a week and a half in, and I'm sure I'll grow to love it. But like, even if you sent me home right now, I'd be like, yeah, that was interesting. I liked it. It was an interesting experience that I'll never forget.
Yeah. I mean, when are you going to carry a couch? Like,
yeah.
10 blocks.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like, when are you going to go downstairs to get a chopped cheese?
Yeah. At like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's definitely like newness to it that like for sure is nice.
Yeah. So I think if anyone is like, you know, on the border of like, you know, like I don't know if I should move like this far, it's like kind of scary, just do it. Like we did it. Obviously it's scary, but like, you know, you're not going to die. It's cool.
Yeah, I mean it's still scary. Like for me, I don't know about you, but it's still like I feel so uncomfortable in this place, but it is like a nice change and I don't like change.
Yeah. I mean for me it's just cuz I think I'm going to get hate crimes with I'm not even joking. Like after your mom said that, it like all those like news articles and like that shit, like it just came back to me. I was like, oh fuck, that's true. I totally forgot. Like,
yeah, for context, like, you know, I told my mom I'm going to New York, and like I'm Asian, obviously we're both Asian, but I'm not like East Asian. I'm like more, I can blend into like, I'm more racially ambiguous is what I'm saying. But like my mom was like, yo, you can't let Aaron walk alone because I see all these like New York hate crime like fucking articles, and I'm just like, you know, that's very true, bro. Like,
yeah,
like it's like kind of sad that has like that, you know, that this is the city that like isn't not necessarily known for that, but it happens a lot. But like, it is true though. Like, I don't know why they like hate crime Asians here. Like, it's yeah. A little fucked up. Like,
I definitely feel I felt a lot safer in LA.
Yeah, and that's like kind of funny because like LA is not like obviously like a safe like city.
No,
but it's like you really don't know.
Yeah,
you just really don't know here. Like, because I think you're just interacting with people way more than like you would in LA.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. You see, like, just walking out of your apartment is already enough interaction per day than you get in LA.
Yeah, because you in LA, you just go to your car.
Yeah, you're going to your car. And you're not interacting with anyone. If anything, you're like all you're interacting. If you're going to interact with anyone, it's like at a grocery store or like you're in a public establishment where like, you know, there's cameras, like everyone's watching.
Yeah.
But here it's like you got to walk like, you know, a lot and like you cross people. Like you don't know, like you don't know what might happen. But there, yeah, there's also like New York has a very bad track history of Asian hate crime. I hope no one fucking targets me because we talked about this. That'd be sad.
Off of that, I don't know if it's just because I'm not like working currently, but lately, like I want to drink more than I would have in LA.
Yeah, I would say that's true for you.
But I wonder, like, is it because I'm in a new city or like there's some sort of depression going on? But like, like I honestly don't know, like from a fellow person who drinks a lot of alcohol, not an alcoholic, but you drink a lot of alcohol.
Yeah.
What is your viewpoint on that?
I don't know, man. I'm not no therapist, but like, I feel like I can only speak for myself and why I like drinking so much, but I like drinking because when I'm drunk, oh wow, this is, I'm not going to say this. No, but like, damn.
You get to escape the realities of life?
Yeah, basically.
So I'm slowly becoming an alcoholic and you've been there.
I'm not an alcoholic though. It's not like I drink.
No, you're not.
Every day.
No, you're not an alcoholic. I just think you really enjoy alcohol.
I just really enjoy alcohol. But it's like, I just, man, fuck.
No, I don't think you're an alcoholic. I genuinely, like...
No, I'm not. I know I'm not an alcoholic. It's not like I'm drinking vodka for breakfast.
Yeah, no.
But, you know, the thing is, like, you know, if you work from home and you're holed up in your room for 5 days out of the week, you want to get out of your house somehow. And I feel like the weekend is, you know, when you do that. And for most people in their 20s, you're going out, you know, like going to a bar, going to a club or something, which has alcohol involved.
Yeah, I agree. I think, especially because I've been holed up here for a lot more. I never used to think this in LA just because, like, I worked a job in person and, like, you know, I'm getting my fucking social outside interaction already through work. So I don't need that much outside of work. But I can definitely tell that, like, me being inside the house, I'm just, like, fucking bored.
No, that's valid. Because when I used to go to work in person, like, rarely, like, you know, I used to go, like, once every, like, month or whatever. After I would come back from that day of work, I don't want to do anything. I just want to rest.
I think it's just, like, you're physically tired.
I'm physically tired, so, like, I don't want to go out. Yeah. But, like, when you work from home and, like, you know, you're not physically doing anything, like, you want to release this energy over the weekend. Well, not even just the weekend, but you want to release the energy somehow. But I feel like, you know, you can release it in other ways than drinking, but drinking is just a hobby. Wow, I'm justifying. Hold on. If you are under the age of 21, do not listen to me.
Yeah.
Don't listen to me. But if you're over the age of 21, drinking is just a hobby. You know, some people like to play basketball. Some people like to play tennis.
No. I mean, I think that's true, though. Like, some people, like genuinely love trying different alcohol. Like, you know, like whiskey, wine.
Yeah, like I like drinking not only for the feeling, but like I enjoy
tasting different things.
I enjoy tasting different things, but I also like socializing with my friends in like a deeper way that like we wouldn't if we were sober. Like, I also just like, you know.
No, it definitely adds like more of a fun aspect.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Like your inhibitions kind of let loose. You would say things you wouldn't normally say sober, but then you're like, your true thoughts are coming out.
Yeah.
Unless you're like super like, I don't give a shit when I'm sober.
Yeah.
But more often than not, when you're under the influence, people are just saying things because like that's what they feel and think in the moment. So they're just going to say it.
Yeah. It's just fun.
Yeah. It's just two people justifying why alcohol is good for you.
Not good for you, but why it is fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
Which I'm like kind of getting to realize. But here's what I think. I think maybe like, let's say you worked in person. Okay. You're physically tired. Your outlet is sleep or rest, like physical rest. But when you're mentally tired, when you're working from home, you're not physically tired. But when you're mentally tired, you're like, let me relieve my mental stress by resorting to alcohol. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like when you're like under the influence, you're not thinking. Like it's just a good time. Like there's not really much in your head, you know? Like that's your mental break.
Yeah.
In a way. Which is not necessarily the healthiest, because you can get a mental break from other things like reading or like, you know, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Doing other things, you know?
Yeah.
But like an easy outlet is alcohol.
Yeah.
For like a mentally stressed person, which I guess is what causes people to become alcoholics.
Yeah. Guys, just don't listen to what we said. Just whatever me and AJ just said for the past like 3 minutes, just don't listen to that, okay? Just don't listen, okay? Just whatever. Just that was for pure entertainment value. We're joking. We're comedians. That was hilarious. We're funny. Yep, that's it. Okay. No more alcohol talk.
So we moved out to New York, just me and you. You know, we've always had like living together. We've always had like, you know, Johnny in Irvine. We've had Ben in LA. What is your honest opinion of moving with just me to New York? Yeah, I'm not going to be offended. Like, just give me your honest opinion.
I'm not going to lie. Before I moved, I was very worried.
Valid.
Because I was like, normally, I mean, me and you have lived together with one other person for 2 years now, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like each of those years, I always spend more time with the other person.
That's very true.
Yeah, because you just don't like doing things. But that's, I feel like true. Me and the other person, we always like doing things. So I spend way more time with the other person. So I was very worried this year. It's like, fuck, I'm going to have to do a lot of things alone because you don't like doing things. But thankfully, you got a work from home job and right now you're not working. So I'm sure you'll feel how I feel without being like me, if that makes sense.
No, I get you. I think I was also worried moving because I was like, I don't like doing things. But like, you know, I was worried like, oh, like I don't really like want to like go out like that often, right? But
yeah,
after being cooped up in a house for only a week and a half, okay, it's not even been that long, but only a week and a half, I feel like I'm going mentally insane, slightly.
Yeah, I can like start to see it.
And like where like I've been, I don't know, you tell me if I'm wrong, but I think I've been like suggesting things that I like necessarily wouldn't do in LA.
Oh, fuck no, dude. When you said ping pong, me and AJ went to play ping pong the other day. It was a great time. But like, I have never once played ping pong with AJ. And he would have never suggested that. I played ping pong with Ben in LA. But that's like, we both, you know, enjoy that. Like that's a very normal thing for like me and Ben to do. But the fact that AJ said that, I was like, what?
I know. When I said, let's play ping pong, you were just like, are you being serious right now?
Yeah. Like, I thought you were joking.
Yeah. No, I think honestly, like, I'm just like, okay, like living in Orange County, living in LA, it's SoCal. I'm just so comfortable with it.
Yeah.
And also, like, you know, I was working in person. Like, I'm already doing my own shit. Like, I didn't feel the need to, like, do things. Mm. Right. But I already know, like, I mean, we already talked about this. Like, we're not going to live in New York for past, at most, like 29, 30.
Yeah.
Like, we're probably going to end up back in LA. For sure. But I think, you know, being cooped up in the house, also thinking like, you know, like, we're not going to be here too long. Might as well make the most of it.
Yeah. Because the thing is, like, let's say you did New York how exactly your LA self would have wanted to, and I did New York how I would want to, I would probably get everything you would get done in maybe half the time. So for example, like let's say like all the places, you know, all the places you would need to see to feel like, oh yeah, I'm like, I've lived a good time in New York. Like, let's say that takes you 5 years. It would take me 2.5 or less. Like,
yeah, because you just want to do it.
Because I want to do it. Yeah, I just want to do it.
Yeah, if I lived in my LA mindset.
Yeah. That's what
I get you. I get you on that. But it's also like, look, I'm paying an arm and a leg to live here.
Right.
I mean, we both are.
Yeah.
But if I'm paying an arm and a leg to live here, I got to make it good.
Right. You don't want to just be in here all day and do nothing, especially in a new city.
It's like, it's, you know, I don't think I think like, I mean, we've only been here a week and a half. So, you know, this is all speculation, but I think, you know, New York definitely, I guess it really just comes back to the fact that like, we're really not going to be here the rest of our lives.
Yeah. I think that's the main thing.
And it's like, it's pushing me. I don't know how about you, probably the same way, but it's pushing me to feel like I need to do more because I'm not going to be here that long. But in LA, it's like, oh, I'm probably going to live here the rest of my life. Like I can do these things, whatever.
No, think about if you were to travel. Let's say you were in... Well, where's a country you'd like to travel to? I feel like I'm in one of those street interviews now.
So I'm listening to Taylor Swift.
What's that, New Jeans?
So I'm driving a NX50. I'm a stock trader for life.
So how much do you make?
I make around 200 to 250 cents.
So I'm going to guess that you're Asian.
You know, you're yes, yeah. No. Okay, if I were to travel to a country...
Name me a country that you would want to travel to.
Japan.
Okay. So it's like the difference between you knowing that you only have 2 days in Japan versus your whole life in Japan.
Yeah.
If you only had 2 days, you're going to jam-pack everything you want to do. You know, you're going to... I don't know what you want to do, but you're going to maybe go to those... like ramen places where you eat alone, go to in like onsen or whatever, and like fucking do all that shit. But if you have the rest of your life, you're not gonna rush it. You know, you're just gonna take time.
Like I'm gonna take my time. I'll do this day by day.
Yeah. You know? But I think for us, it's like we don't know. Like we could move back to LA next year. We don't know.
Yeah.
So it's like might as well just do everything we can.
Which I think is a good thing. Like which I've kind of sort of understood now is that like you know time is precious. Time is not an infinite thing. You know, money is money, but money's like,
fake.
Yeah,
it's paper.
That's true. But time is definitely a precious value. Yeah. And,
I think more than that, it's experiences.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, moving to a new city, while it is uncomfortable and it is not what I'm used to, is definitely making me do things that I like wouldn't do naturally if I was stuck in the same place forever.
Yeah.
Which I guess is the biggest thing that I love about New York, I guess.
Yeah. I think you would have felt this way though if it was anywhere. I think just moving was good for you.
Well, I don't know about that, about like Dallas. Like I'd probably be like, I don't give a fuck about this place.
No, I think you would.
No, I would give a fuck, but like, you know, we've done everything already. Like you can probably do everything in like 2 weeks.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I guess you
that's an assumption.
That. That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Asia's an assumer.
I am an assumer. I'm a short term thinker.
No, but I think moving was good for you.
No, yeah. And I mean it's very premature, but I think, you know, I think deep down I did know, but it is scary. It's like kinda it's not easy to move fucking 3,000 miles across the country.
No, it's not.
And it's a pain in the ass. There's a lot of fucking shit. Like, to be honest, we don't even have like a dining table or like,
no,
like, you know, there's a lot of shit going on, but you know what I mean? Like it's a pain in the ass, but in the end of the day, it is a nice thing. It's a nice change.
Yeah.
It's good.
I just think you just have to live life so that your older self won't regret it.
For sure. And I don't think I would regret this.
No.
At all.
You just want your 40-year-old self to look back and be like, I did everything I wanted to do.
Yep.
Because you can't do this when you're 40.
Yep. I agree.
I mean, anyone that's 40, like, I'm not saying you can't move to New York.
It's harder.
It's harder. It's harder. Because and we understand that. That's why we did it now.
Yeah.
All right. We just came back from a break. But random thought. So I feel like a lot of people these days are like concerned about their ears and their hearing. Like the earplug business has probably boomed recently.
Yeah.
Like I feel like back then no one wore earplugs to raves, but now like everybody has earplugs.
Yeah.
But I think it's so funny. Not funny, but like, not just like funny. I think it's funny how like people care more about their ear health than their lung health. Because everyone's still vaping and no one fucking gives a shit about that. But it's like, oh no, my ears, my hearing. Like I can't lose that. But everyone, like you'll have earplugs on at a rave, but you'll be cheaping your vape like fucking 50 times every like hour.
That's actually very true, though.
Yeah, like I thought of that recently and I was like, that's kind of funny.
People are just like, ah, fuck lung cancer, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to hear things.
Yeah. Like,
that's true, though. I never thought about it like that, actually.
No, I just thought that was funny. Because, like, I mean, yeah, like, I mean, you go to a rave, like, you know, you see a lot of people wearing earplugs nowadays, but everyone saws a vape.
Well, I want to say, though, to that is, like, I feel like with the ear thing, like, that came up recently because, like, someone made something viral and then all of a sudden everyone's just, like, hopping on the trend.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like a very recent thing.
But
the thing is, vape and lung health have been like thrown out there. Well, I mean, also vaping is like physically addictive, so you know, it's like it's different. But yeah, I just thought it was funny that like.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, like, I'd rather lose my hearing than have lung cancer.
Right. Well, the thing is, like, if you go to a show, if you go to a lot of shows without earplugs, it's not like you're gonna lose your hearing like completely, like. Like, you know, like our parents' generation and stuff, like, I'm sure they didn't wear earplugs and they still have hearing.
Yeah.
But everyone in their 20s right now, you know, like, we go to shows and, like, we see everyone with earplugs, but they still cheat the vape.
Yeah. It's funny how humans work, I guess.
Like, yeah. But again, yeah, vapes are physically addictive. So, yeah, it makes sense. But, yeah, just funny. All right. Thank you guys for watching episode 40 of the Bella Boys podcast. We are now back on our regularly scheduled program. I feel like I've said this before, but we are actually back on our regularly scheduled program because we have a couch, we have our lights, we have a camera, we have everything. So once a week, baby, we're back.
Once a week.
Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe and sub to our Patreon because we have some special stuff going on there.
Also, let us know what you want to see us do in New York.
Yeah. Also, just let us know, like, of any cool things in New York, especially like food related, EDM related,
alcohol related.
What else?
Food related.
Food. Related.
alcohol
related, EDM related,
ping pong related.
Ping pong. What else?
You know, just not touristy, like things you need to see.
Yeah, things people from New York like do that non-New Yorkers should do.
Yeah, what does a New Yorker do?
Yeah. Yeah. Help us feel more at home, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. Thank you guys for watching. Shout out to our Patreon subs now.